That was like 5 seconds ago. Maybe 10 seconds by now.
This is going to be real great up into the show.
Shh, shh, shh. Let's just stay quiet the whole time.
Okay. Hey, people. Hopefully this is going out. Yeah, welcome to the Dice Drop Brothers Anything Cast. Here on All Games Radio. We didn't have any theme music today because the way it streamed out, it sounds like crap. So I'm your host, Dead Man. Show me today. We have Shax.
Hey.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that it? That's all you... No follow-up?
No. So, E3 is just around the corner.
Hold on. We got bigger news. Richard Dawson died.
Oh, yes. Right.
I posted in the chat.
Richard Dawson, host of Family Feud and star of Running Man.
Ah, star?
Character in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, anything that have on was not good in everyone else is gonna pale in comparison. But still.
He was in Hogan's Heroes too. I didn't know that.
Huh.
He was Captain Peter Newkirk? Newkirk?
I have no idea who that is, because I never watched that show.
They were a band of soldiers that were imprisoned at a Nazi camp during World War II. And comedy ensued. Because where else would you find comedy other than a concentration camp
in
a Nazi graveyard?
Clearly.
Oh, man.
I mean, like, the only thing I can think of that would be more hilarious than a concentration camp in Nazi-occupied anywhere would be the showers there. It's usually just the gas comes, starts getting, then...
Imagine just, like, the people running back and forth.
Yeah. And then they... Eventually the music just slows down and they stop moving and everything gets real sad. And then, hey, it starts up again.
And apparently he liked making out with the ladies on Family Feud. Which, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, like... So, I had not watched any of the older episodes of Family Feud. Like, I first saw Family Feud when it was that guy from Home Improvement who wasn't Tim Allen.
Okay.
So, I never got the glory of Richard Dawson.
I believe he was the first host of Family Feud. I'm looking at it right now. Dustin, 1978, he hosted the popular show from 1976 until 1985, and then additional seasons, 94 and 95, because he came back. Yeah, there's Richard Dawson. Hmm? Well, this is what I know for the host. There could have been a couple that I'm not sure of, but there's Richard Dawson. Then there's this tall midget kind of guy that was like 4 foot nothing who he ended up hanging himself in the closet. Then there was Louis Anderson, and then Richard Dawson came back, and then after that was the guy from Home Improvement. I believe that's how it goes.
And then Steve Harvey. Wait, no, wasn't Al Roker host for a while?
Al Roker?
Yeah. That's the black guy from the news, right?
Maybe he guest posted it?
I saw Al Roker host one.
I don't know. Maybe he guest did it or something.
Yeah. But now we got Steve Harvey, who just gets all the bangers. You know,
can we call it Holocaust humor?
It's like, we're not talking about the Holocaust. We're talking about Hogan's Heroes.
I mean, unless there were a bunch of Jews that were locked up in the Nazi camp.
Oh, now you're going too far.
I mean, I'm just saying, as far as I know, they were American soldiers, so I don't know. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they were a bunch of Jewish people. Jewish Marines or something?
I could make a joke, but I don't want to offend anyone.
Right. I don't know. Al Roker, I guess... I don't know.
Yeah, Steve Harvey, he gets all the great questions like, name something you pass around.
Who's Steve Harvey?
Comedian.
Richard Karn, isn't he the guy from Home Improvement? I'm not sure.
Maybe.
I'll have to look this up.
I always get Richard Dawson and the guy from Home Improvement confused. Like, just name
wise. Wow, they look nothing alike.
And I was like, hey, that's the guy from Home Improvement. I, like, hear a name. I was like, hey, isn't that the guy from Home Improvement?
So then this probably is Richard Karn. Because Richard Dawson, Richard Karn.
Yeah.
Yeah, Richard Karn is the guy from Home Improvement.
Okay, then. See, I'm not that crazy.
I always hated... You know when you'd watch a movie or a TV show, and there'd be a guy on the screen, you'd be like, hey, that looks like, say, Alec Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that you're saying it to says, yeah, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no shit, you fucking asshole. That's why I said it looks like him. I didn't say, holy shit, Alec Baldwin's on screen.
Yeah, because clearly anytime Alec Baldwin comes on screen, it's mind-blowing.
Exactly.
It's like, Alec Baldwin, holy fuck, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christ. So if I'm not really coming across with the energy like usual, it's because I didn't sleep last night. You see?
Yeah, dipshit here decided to pull an all-nighter.
Yep, I was playing Legends of Drizzt. Which is a D&D board game. You see?
It's a board game, so...
Yeah, it's like set in the D&D universe, but it's like tile-based. It's like you start like a starting tile, then you move to an edge, then you pull like a new cavern tile out, and just slowly build your map from that.
Okay.
And then you have like random encounter stuff, so each tile card has like a white arrow or a black arrow on it. If it's a black arrow, you pull an encounter card, which usually means like you spring a trap, or you like have to move back X amount of tiles, or you have to like deal damage to each hero or something. But if it has like a white arrow, then you pull a monster card. And it's so fucking... So, first time I played, I pulled two feral trolls. They have 4 hit points, and they have 4 hit points each. Each like attack deals, like the most I've ever seen attack deal is 3 damage.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are not within 2 tiles of a feral troll, they regain all their health back.
Wow.
I had 2 of them summoned right in front of me, and I couldn't go through them. And behind me was a dead end. I was fucked.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should try getting some D&D going. We could. There's a podcast that I used to listen to. I think it's called Critical Hit,
mm-hmm.
where it was like 4 guys. All in different areas, different, you know, not living, like, they're not recording together in the same studio or anything. You know, they're doing like mm-hmm. what we're doing now with over the Skype or something. And they all just played D&D. And I stopped listening because I listened to too many podcasts, but it was pretty interesting for the most part, listening to them, you know, talk about what they're doing and shit like that.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think we should do something like that someday.
Yeah. Actually, someday, because like me and Donnie Grimm, we are actually currently developing our own board game, like our own tabletop game.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to call it Fantasy, bitch, but what I want to do with this game, we kind of hit a roadblock because we kind of have like different like colliding views on it. Because what I want to do is I want to take like normal like fantasy tropes and kind of turn them on their ear, like. You know how elves are usually the ones who use, like, the bow and arrows, and they're all, like, oh, with nature and in tune and shit like that?
Mm-hmm.
What I want to do is I want to make them all tweakers, like, just meth heads running around with, like, Mach 10s. They use it, like, and they have, like, they still commune with nature, but they use it, like, dog fighters.
Okay.
And so then have them, instead of, like, calling down, like, a swarm of eagles to help them with their aim or something, just, like, summon attack dogs to attack, like, a goblin's dick or something.
All right, real quick to go back to Family Feud, because I'm obsessed. Richard Dawson, he did it in 76 through 85, and then 94 to 95. Ray Combs did it from 88 to 94. He's the one that hung himself. Then Louis Anderson did it from 99 to 2002, and then Richard Karn did it from 2002 to 2006. Then John O'Hurley did it from 2006 to 2010. And now, at this point, Steve Harvey is doing it from 2010 to present.
Okay, Derek, how does Swarm of Eagles help with your aim? Magic. I don't fucking know, dude. I was just pulling shit out of my ass at that point. It's fantasy. You can, anything can happen. Eagles help with your aim. Mole people are preppy dudes with iPhones who only drink Starbucks. Which I actually want to put in the game.
The Swarm of Eagles will bring your bullet to where it's going.
Yes, exactly. It's like Swarm of Eagles, they'll like fly around in a circle and cause like a tight, like weird tornado thing, just wind tunnel, to help direct your bullet. Who makes the iPhones for the mole people? Mole Jobs. Or Steve Mole. Yeah, Steve Mole.
This is better than Mole Jobs.
Do they have AT&T contracts? Yes. Yeah, it's... You know, it's AT&T is like America's largest service provider, but... Yeah.
I really... Like, I have AT&T with my iPhone, and I don't understand the hype for hating AT&T. Like, I love when people say, like, oh, they have shitty service. It's like, well, everyone has shitty service depending on where you're at. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a Meijer's here, which I know, dead man, you don't know what a Meijer's is.
I'm guessing it's
no one outside of... no one outside of Michigan and, like, Indiana knows what Meijer's is, but...
I think I saw, like, a commercial at some point back when I had, like, pirated American satellite dish. I'm pretty sure I saw a commercial for Meijer's.
Possibly. I mean, because you don't live too far from me. Well, yeah, maybe you do, because you're not in Lindsay, or in London. Mm. Okay, what I was going to say, my original thing was, like, every time anyone I've ever known went into the one Meijer store on... 54th Street. I guess I'll just tell you that. Whatever. No one ever had reception. Like, whether you had Nextel, Sprint, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, anyone that I've known never got good service in there. So it's like, yeah, you might as well say everyone has shitty service because everyone in that store can't get on their fucking cell phone, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that happens probably more often than not with different stores that you probably go into.
Yeah, like, I'm going with Kudo. Like, my phone service provider is Kudo. And...
Okay.
They're decent enough, like... The phone I have is absolute shit in a bun. Because I cannot tell you how many times, like... So, my phone is completely touchscreen. Like, 5 times since I got it, the touchscreen just stops working.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to reset it, and then I have to wait like 20 minutes before I'm able to text anyone.
That's kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah, but hey, I get no long distance charges throughout all of Canada.
Yeah, I think I got the same thing with mine, something like that. But there's times that like I'll tap on something on my phone, and it won't register right away. Then I have to I'll keep tapping it 5-10 times. Before it's like, oh, you want this? Okay.
Oh. Well, me, it'll be like 5-10 times, it still won't do anything, then I'll tap another 5-10 times.
Yeah.
And I was like, because this phone's really shitty processor, I can't tell you how many times I go to like a text message, I have it up, hit reply, and then it doesn't do anything, hit reply again, then it registers 2 taps, so then it gets up the reply thing, and then it sends a blank message.
That's always awesome.
It's annoying as fuck. So, E3, that's soon.
Yeah, this week.
And
can't wait.
I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
Because last time I tried to do E3 coverage, my computer broke.
Come on.
But it's just... I cannot imagine this will go well. I hope it goes well. But
it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be fun.
Here's hoping. Yeah.
So, do you have any predictions for E3? Any announcements you expect? Things you expect to see at the press conferences?
Video games. But no, like, I am expecting some, hopefully, like, for the Sony one, I want to hear some more details on Sly Cooper 4.
Okay.
Like, I love Sly Cooper games. It is fucking, like, those three games were, like, some of my favorite games for the PS2, and Sly Cooper 4 is officially a thing. It's been officially a thing for a while, but it's fucking awesome because it's Sly Cooper Thieves in Time.
Yeah.
It's using your fucking cane and your raccoon powers to steal shit throughout the centuries. It's gonna be awesome. But I'm just wondering, like continuity-wise with the game, because so, and it's Sly Cooper 3, like, actually, throughout the entire Sly Cooper games, Sly Cooper has had, like, the traditional, like, guy-robber, hot-girl-cop relationship going on with Inspector Carmelita Montoya Fox, who is actually a fox.
Hold on real quick. Tiger Claw is saying that it starts tomorrow. You better break the knowledge out of that you did me about technically it starts on Tuesday.
Yes, according to E3Expo.com, the official E3 site, E3 doesn't start until June 5th.
I think Nintendo, obviously...
Derek gets up on me. Derek knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, Monday is PR. Monday is press conference.
Yeah, I consider, because the press conferences is the meat and potatoes for a lot of gamers. Mm-hmm. You know, so I might as well say it starts tomorrow, right? I mean, because 4 out of the 5 PR conferences start tomorrow. So yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
Oh, yeah, so I'm guessing they're going by the time that they let people into the big convention center to to go wait in line for 2 hours to play 10 minutes of a game they kind of don't like.
Right. I wonder, Derek H., are you going to E3, or is anyone from All Games going to E3?
Can I come with you?
Can we come with you? I'll call in sick at work. Fuck my job.
I don't have work.
He doesn't have work. Lucky
him. Yeah, it's not
I'm
going
not going
E3 this
year. Lucky motherfucker. That means you've been there before.
Hmm.
Fuck off.
Yeah. It's kind of cool because, as it turns out, that with what we are doing now, we technically qualify for press badges to most big conventions.
I've been to like 9 of them, he says. Man, lucky motherfucker, man. Like...
I should have started.
If there's one thing that I want to do before I die, well, 2 things, because I also want to touch a boobie. But I want to also go to E3 just once.
Like, everything I've heard, like, I've listened to the Giant Bombcast, like, their E3 thing every year. Mm-hmm. Well, since they've only been around for, like, when did they actually start? Was it 2008 or 2010?
Been a good couple of years. Well, it was at least 2008. I mean, because 2008 is when I started listening to them, and I started listening to them for their Game of the Year, and they announced for Giant Bomb's Game of the Year of 2008, Grand Theft Auto 4.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, they've been they've been potentially going for the past 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, every time I listen to their thing, they always come home, like, they always get back to their big house that they rent at the end of the day, and it was just like, oh god. Like, everyone is just, fuck, it's so tiring. And they all get drunk and make fun of everything.
Yeah, and that's what I want us to do.
Yeah, that could be fun.
So, chat room, is there any predictions that you expect to see out of the press conferences or anything? I got a couple that I was going to say earlier in we got sidetracked, but I don't really have anything for Nintendo or Microsoft. Microsoft's, you know, obviously going to talk about Halo 4 and the new Gears of War that was just announced.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have more Kinect stuff.
Yes. fucking Kinect.
Yeah. They had an announcement trailer, I think, the year before last for, like, in a Roman type game. I can't remember the name of it at all. It was a teaser trailer. But that was like in 2010, I think. And I haven't seen nothing about it since then.
They're going to
quote, I don't know whatever happened to it. I don't know if it got canned or what.
They're going to quote-unquote leak some information on the Xbox 720.
Yeah, I think there's probably some kind of stuff that's going to come out about new consoles. Something I think is going to be said. Maybe nothing's going to be showing off, but...
Like, I know that like Nintendo, when they're doing their Nintendo Direct pre-E3 thing, which is happening tonight at 6, go to DestroProz.com to see our live blog of it.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that today.
Yeah, but like they're going to be... Like Satoru Iwata is going to be out there showing off more about the Wii U and like all that stuff, so... It seems like it would only make sense that Sony and Microsoft would show off their respective new consoles.
Well, I think that's what Sony's going to be doing with the PlayStation Vita. I mean, this is going to be huge for the PlayStation Vita. Mm-hmm. And these are my main surprise that I think is going to happen out of Sony with their press conferences is... Activision is not going to be at Microsoft's press conference showing off Call of Duty. In fact, I think they're going to be at Sony's press conference showing off Call of Duty, but not only showing Black Ops 2 for the PS3, but they're going to also show it off for the PlayStation Vita and how you're going to be able to play it, play online with the Vita fighting against PS3 players.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be huge. So I think that's going to be a huge thing. I think that's going to be kind of a surprise because usually Activision shows off Call of Duty at Microsoft. I think this year they're going to be doing it with Sony, and showing it off for the PlayStation Vita as well. Mm. I think they're also going to show a ton of other games that they have coming up for the PlayStation Vita. Ubisoft has already announced Assassin's Creed 3 Liberations or something like that.
Yeah,
which is going to be a PlayStation Vita game.
Yes, which could possibly play as a woman's assassin.
Mm.
Yeah, so you get to seduce dudes with your tits and then stab them. Possibly with your tits as well.
There you go.
Yeah, third hidden blade.
On the boobies?
Yeah, just sink, and then like, hey, you like my boobs? And he just like motorboats them, and then he just falls out dead with like 7 knives in his face.
Sorry, I'm reading what Tiger Claw said here.
Yeah,
I have a feeling that I wouldn't be too surprised. I mean, obviously, you know, Microsoft and Sony are not going to show off any new consoles, but I could see them talking about maybe concepts of what they plan on doing with the next consoles.
Okay, so what Tiger Claw said, since people can't see the chat when like they're watching this, they maybe Sony will talk about their.
Well, they're watching this.
if they're listening to this like tomorrow, like so maybe Sony will talk about their new console. But not show the actual unit, but rather or some sort of video representation on what to expect, since it's rumored to support 4K.
Yeah.
And at Dr. Horrible_Josh is the boss, we know that the pre-E3 thing for Nintendo is happening tonight at 6.
What is there to talk about? What does it support 4K?
The Orbis. Because, yeah, that's still the codename they're going with, the Orbis.
I hear someone coughing. It's Derek. Everyone, quick, Derek's dying. I get his TV.
Yes, quick, to save him, send money to DestroProz.com / Indiegogo.
Yes. We'll pay some medical bills
with that. Oh, God.
Oh no. Or be pissed off the master. Everyone at work, they're working. What are they talking about? 4K? What's 4K?
I have no idea. Not...
Okay, me neither.
4,000?
Well, yeah, this would. That's usually what for 4K resolution. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, still. No, but anyway, I know Microsoft is going to be talking about some more of their new Gears of War game, which they've announced recently as, I think, Gears of War Judgment, I think they're calling it.
Believe so, yeah. It's something like that.
It's a prequel.
Of course it is. That's not surprising.
Uh-huh,
or at least they're not calling it Gears of War 4 and having it a prequel like, you know, Metal Gear Solid 3 or Devil May Cry 3 and other such things.
Mm-hmm.
What? 4096p?
Fuck. That is insane. Yeah, so Tiger Claw says, remember years ago on how Sony was touting 1080p as the big thing for the PS3, it wouldn't be one surprise if they started pushing 4K. Yeah, Sony's kind of the technical people in this race. Like, they... Like, with Nintendo, they're all about the gimmicks of, like, ooh, it's 3D without the glasses, and then... And then Sony is like, we got games and shit. Sony's all... Yeah. Yeah, Sony's always been like, check it out, we got this new media format, the UMD, and then we also have these Blu-ray discs which are like 50 times the storage space and like 10 times the like resolution of DVDs because of a blue laser.
I know, I mean, that's the thing, like, this is the reason why I'm such a Sony fan, you know, and why I'm always called the Sony fanboys, because I always stick by them, because, like, for years, you know, everyone was arguing that, you know, about the 360 and the PS3, and I'd be like, I don't care what you say. The PS3 is the better system. I don't care about the price. I don't care about what games it has. You know, when it comes down to the systems, I'd always be like, the PS3 is the better system of all of them because of the technical power that I had behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, you know, the kind of the cell processor was kind of a big deal before it came out, and then that kind of became unimportant for no reason.
Yeah, it's just... I am just waiting for them to release tech specs for the Orbis. Like, it's probably going to happen soon. And it's probably going to be insane. Like probably the system itself is going to have some kind of weird six-axis shit in it, and then you have, like, your own six-axis controller, and you're, like, moving the system around with your feet while you're controlling the thing with your hands.
Well, I know that Sony was supposedly working on a head... set thing, like a helmet of sorts that you could use on your head as like to control the view that you would see on a game.
Oh yeah, PC has that stuff. That's for yeah, a lot of flight sims have that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, just like you just put a little camera up there and you have like a little, you know, like the, yeah, all you really need for that is like a baseball cap. Because that's all right. You have, like the sensor up, the sensor on the top of the computer, and you just have like, this little bracket thing you stick in your head, you stick in the brim of your hat, and you can just like move your head around, and that controls where you're looking in the game.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think Vinny has talked about it on Giant Bomb.
Yeah, and Drew Scanlon actually has one.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, because he was on there actually not long ago talking about it.
Yeah,
I believe
he's part of Flight Club.
Yeah.
First rule of Flight Club, you don't talk about Flight Club. Second rule of Flight Club is Alexis brings the pancakes.
Yeah.
So Derek H, remember when people thought the Wii was going to be holograms?
What? Seriously, people thought that? Why? I don't remember anyone saying that.
He might just be like making a joke because Tiger Claw's been saying like, oh yeah, like everyone else has like these huge TVs and shit. Like everyone's got like the 4K resolution shit like for $25,000 and some shit, and he's like, I remember back in the olden days when like that Nintendo console is gonna have holograms and shit. It's powered by Will I Am.
Well, there was an arcade game that was holograms.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was a Sega game. It cost like $1, which at the time was crazy expensive because at the time arcade games were like 25 cents.
Yeah. It was a simpler time, a better time.
Yeah, and yeah, there was a Sega had this hologram game that I don't remember the name of it at all, but I remember there was a cowboy that would walk on screen, and like it was kind of like in a dome or like a half a dome, and it was just black inside there, and you could reach in and like try grabbing him, and your hand would just go through it.
Oh.
It was kind of cool. Yeah, I never played it, but like it just had like a little tech demo at the beginning where the guy would walk out there, and I think he would like talk to some chick or something, and she was like a little floozy from the local fucking bar or something, and he was like, "Howdy, ma'am." He had a blue shirt. That's all I remember.
Yeah, it's just the way that everything seems to be going with all the motion controls and bullshit. I can't think of any way that this is going that won't end with the world being like gamer. Of, like, you just walk into a giant holographic screen, and then all of a sudden you're doing the movements of your guy.
I guess it's possible, but, like, I don't think anyone really wants that.
No, nobody fucking wants that. Like,
yeah.
Like, what they should be doing, like, remember back, like, you probably might remember this because it was your time, but, like, I think like it was either Sega or Activision or somebody. They released like this like head
Time
thing.
Traveler.
Yeah.
Sorry, Time Traveler is the game.
It's okay. Well, yeah, so there was like someone they released this like head thing that you put on. It was supposed to like help you control games with just your thoughts.
Okay.
Like that's the way people should be going. Like just get like make everything like dot hack, because that'd be really cool. Just like you sit there, you don't move, you don't do anything, you're just like laying down the couch, just oh my god, this is so comfortable. Put in a headset and then you're just looking at a TV controlling the game without moving.
Exactly. Okay, so that link that Derek Ace just posted is a Kotaku link, and it's a video of Nintendo's hologram is a vision of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I guess they were planning on doing something like that.
Well, it is Kotaku Australia, so take that for what you will.
Well, I'm looking at the video right now, and it's pretty real. It's exactly what you expect from a hologram.
So it's all really choppy?
No, actually, it runs pretty smooth.
Oh.
Holograms aren't choppy. I mean, even the Time Traveler game that I was talking about wasn't choppy. I mean, that was back in the fucking day, like late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. And yes, Dr. Horrible and George Josh is the boss. It is still being called the Wii U.
Yeah, they officially announced that they are sticking to that name as that console.
Yeah, it's the stupidest fucking name. Like, oh, actually, going back to Giant Bomb E3, there's this one bit with Mega 64. They were on there, and apparently they came up with the name for the Wii U like five years before Nintendo actually announced the Wii.
Yeah, it was originally called the Revolution or something like that, or.
Yeah,
something like that. Something cool.
You know, like, they were just... It was, like, some weird drug thing. It was, like this one... The guy's after a bunch of ashes, like, Wii U, Wii U, Wii U. Yeah, it was... It's a great episode. I think it was the first day of E3 2011. You can really check out all the podcasts. Like, they're so great. Like, Justin McElroy and Sherlock Holmes.
Nice.
It's so weird. And so awesome. That's the shit we should be doing. Go down there, go down to LA, kidnap a bunch of games journalists, lock them in a house, and force them to laugh at stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
EA.
What? EA press conference. They're probably going to be talking about Dead Space 3.
I have a feeling that Dead Space 3 is going to be announced at E3 during their press conference, or it's going to be announced at one of the other press conferences, like either Microsoft's or Sony's. Microsoft's is before theirs, but theirs is before Sony. So
yeah, but I have a feeling it'll just be at like the EA press conference, because like Dead Space isn't really a platform specific thing.
Well, no, it's not. But I mean, everyone. The two big press conferences of those two, Microsoft and Sony, always do have people come out to announce games or show off games for stuff that can be multi-platform. I mean, like Call of Duty usually is Microsoft, you know. So is there the sports things like Madden is usually shown at Microsoft. And then Sony usually always has like the Assassin's Creed stuff shown.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, they do... they do have stuff shown at their press conferences for games that are multi-platform.
Yeah, but what's the point of having publisher press conferences? It's like, alright, so Ubisoft and EA are going to announce everything at Microsoft and Sony's press conferences. Then their press conferences will be Mr. Caffeine's going up there for 20 minutes freaking out.
It's not always... They're not going to show everything that they have lined up at one of those two press conferences. They'll, like... I could see them, you know, taking a game, like a Dead Space 3, and going to one of those press conferences and showing that off as a reveal. But they would also have, you know, they got the new Sims game coming out for EA. You know, they'll probably talk about stuff like that. You know, it's just a more in-depth of what EA is doing, you know. And then they'll probably even show more of what they have for Dead Space 3.
Show it off its
on top of what they
show off its fucking co-op.
I don't mind that it's co-op.
It just,
really, I mean...
It's... Why?
Yeah. If it does feel like they're trying to grab onto the coattails of Capcom with Resident Evil 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it does kind of suck, but I don't mind it, you know, because I like co-op games, and so I don't... If they do it right, I won't have a problem with it.
Just something that they're claiming is survival horror.
Yeah.
You shouldn't really be co-op with that. Like, co-op kind of undermines the idea of, oh my god, there's all this shit out to get me, how am I going to defend myself? It's like, oh wait, I have a buddy.
Yeah. That's the big thing about co-op, you know, when they announced it being such a big thing for, like, Resident Evil 5, and now, you know, with Dead Space 3, and like, you know, again, with Resident Evil 6, you know, people, that's their biggest complaint about those games being co-op, is it takes away from the scare factor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's understandable, you know, because it does. It totally takes away from the scare factor, you know. Like, I played through Resident Evil 5 tons of times and was never scared because I always had someone there with me, you know, whether I played with a friend or someone that randomly joined my game, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do like co-op, so there is an element there that I'm like, okay, I'm not upset about it. That, and plus, you know, the scarier the game, the less chance of me playing it.
Yeah, like Amnesia.
Oh, yeah, I've been watching a walkthrough. I'm on, like, part 11 or 12, I think, now on YouTube. Anyone out there that hasn't played Amnesia is because you're too scared to watch the Rad Brad walkthrough of Amnesia, because that was the creepiest fuck, but it's kind of funny listening to him talk while he's doing it. He talks to the people.
I actually have a copy of... I have my own copy of Amnesia, and I have yet to play it.
Alright. Kanjudo asked, did we even ask for Dead Space 1 and 2? You, sir, how dare you? I love Dead Space 1 and 2. Those are awesome fucking games.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I liked them. I never actually finished Dead Space 2.
Oh, man. Did you get to the part with... There's no way for me to say without spoiling something.
I got onto the second disc.
That doesn't help, because I played on the PS3 where there's one disc.
I got, I think, to chapter 8.
Okay, then that's not far, because I think there's like 20 chapters in the game or something like that.
Yeah, just... Like, for me, when a game stops being fun, I trade it in and get game credit to get new games.
So you're saying the game stopped being fun for you?
Yeah, like it was. So what happened was, I got to a point where I was like in this dark area. I had I had like barely any ammo, barely any health. One small health pack left, and the area I had to get across was full of those dudes who like run around on their front legs with like a giant tail whipping around behind them.
Yeah,
and I just kept dying over and over and over and over and over again. I was just like, "Fuck it!" I restarted the game, and then I was just like, oh, so boring.
See, those you should have just been stomping on the whole time, because those are easy meat kills.
Yes, but when you have four of them coming at you at once.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's where the survival horror comes in at. Like, people complain, like, oh, I don't have enough ammo, but then if they give you too much ammo, then it's like, oh, this isn't even a challenge. It's that scary when I have all the ammo in the world. It's always like a fine line for those kind of games.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, yeah, with guns.
Yeah, it's just, that game just stopped being fun for me, and same with thing with Skyrim. Like, Skyrim eventually stopped being fun for me.
That's understandable. I mean, like, with Oblivion, I got played out, because I played so much Oblivion. I think the last time I looked before I stopped playing Oblivion, I was really close to 200 hours of playtime, and I was done with it. Like, I 100%ed all, like, the Fighter's Guild, the Mage's Guild, the Thieves' Guild, you know, the main quests. I 100%ed all of those. And that went through until Fallout 3 came out. And even Fallout 3, I didn't buy it for the longest time. In fact, I didn't buy it until the Game of the Year edition came out, because I didn't really... I mean, I rented it when it first came out, but, like, I was just like, ugh. I was still in that funk of, I've played too much Bethesda shit.
Yeah. Yeah, like, when I traded in Skyrim I got, and with that I actually got Fallout 3, the Game of the Year edition, and I got also Driver San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had beat the main quest, I had 100%ed every single other quest line. I had two achievements left in that game. I had to reach level 50 and get 100,000 gold. When I sold it, I was level 46, halfway to 47, with 49,000 gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't do anything. Like, I had found every, like, I could not really do anything without having, like, I could not go into any place without, like, having to search somewhere for, like, 20 minutes to try to find a quest to go do, to try to find a place to go where I had killed everything already.
Right. Well, I think some of those places repopulate, even though they say cleared.
Yeah, they do, but, like, again, I'd have to go through this entire whole dungeon thing and kill, like, only five guys because, like, well, they do, like, respawn or something. They don't respawn with full numbers.
Right.
So, I'd have to go through, kill, like, five guys, go through the rest of the dungeon, then leave, and then go back in again, and it would just become a fucking chore.
Yeah, that kind of happened with me with Fallout 3. I had two problems with it, because you would get, once they upped the level cap to 30, mm-hmm. they also put trophies in there for hitting level 30. And I was at, like, level 28, and, like, I did every fucking mission there was. I did all the side missions. I even did the Nuka-Cola bottle thing, which is you had to find, you know, the purple bottles of Nuka-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
You had to find, like, 20 or 30 of those, which is fucking insane. You know, so, like, I did every, literally, like, every fucking mission in that game, and I was like, alright, I'm done here. Like, so, like, I just ran out, and I just started killing shit. And the problem I was having is my save file was up to, like, 12 megs, I think. And so I would go 5 feet, and the game would freeze on me.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was just like, fuck it, I'm done.
That's what happened with Skyrim, too. Like, I was in the weird RPG mindset of just having multiple saves. Like, I think I had, like, 200 saves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I was just like save. Because I didn't want to have to clear a dungeon and then die and have to go back and start the entire thing over again. Or go through the game and then like realize I fucked something up and not be able to go back and fix it.
Right. So Billy O'Cases, I begged for Dead Space 2. And yeah, I was, once I heard that there was a Dead Space 2 going to come out, I was so amped for it. I was like, yes, more of that, please.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And I would argue that Dead Space 2 was better than Dead Space 1.
Yeah, I can see that. It's, like, those games I thought those games were better than Resident Evil games. Because you could move while shooting.
You can move while shooting, and it was a lot creepier, too.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember, like, Dead Space 1 being just, both Dead Space games do this awesome thing, especially towards the beginning, where you're in a situation where you can't fight, and you have to survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, both games do that, and it sucks that it's really only at the beginning of the game for both of them. But, I mean, yeah, that's the thing that a lot of people talk about, you know, like, going back to Amnesia, one of the things that people say that makes that game so fucking scary is there's no fighting that you do in that game. You just hide
mm-hmm.
and run. That's all you can do.
Yeah. One thing that, so, Yahtzee Kershaw is your punctuation fame. One thing they said about those games that I actually agree with, it would be nice, those spaceships, like the two ships, the Ikaruga and the Titan Station, neither of them looked like a nice place to live. Take away all the blood and like dismemberment and horrible pustules living on the walls. It all just looks really bland. Like it doesn't look like people live there. It looks like people just worked there.
I guess so. I mean, I felt that when you'd go into apartments or, you know, bedrooms and stuff of different apartments, you would see people with pictures and stuff like that, and TVs and whatnot.
Yeah. And when I went into those places, they all looked exactly the same.
Well, yeah, they all look the same. I mean, they probably were all the same. I mean, look at how houses used to be built. Houses used to all look exactly the same.
Like from the outside, but then you go in, it's like, oh, you have different wallpaper. You have a nice rug down. You have hardwood floors. Yeah. This one, you go in, everyone has the exact same walls, the exact same floor, the exact same bed, the exact same everything.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's pretty standard for a space station or a spaceship. Like, that's what you're going to have. I mean,
spaceship, I can understand, but space station with people living there, like, long-term, with schools and shit? Even with, like, the space station, you could have at least had, like, you know, the one guy who, like, got the contraband dirty magazines and then started hanging pinups all over his walls?
Yeah.
Or, like, the one guy who, like, went insane and just, like, drew, and, like, painted on his walls with shit or something? Like that really goth, one who just like brought on a can of spray paint, sprayed her walls black, and then it was like, "Leave me alone!" and starts cutting.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, to a point, I agree, but then it's just like that's a space station. I mean, I don't know. It's whatever. You know, I mean, you can't really blame a game for that. I mean, that's just nitpicking, but yeah. It is. Yeah, I see where you're coming from, where Yahtzee's coming from, too.
Mm-hmm. It's like, if by some miracle I somehow get the ability to make a video game, but it has to be, like, space survival horror thing, I'm going to make the absolute nicest space station I can think of.
You understand that's art assets, and that costs money, right?
Fuck that.
I'm just saying.
It ain't my money. Publisher money.
I don't know how that works, but I feel like that's not how it works.
But the publishers front the money.
I think the publishers front the money to publish the game. You're putting the money into the game as the developer, and then whatever percent that the developer gets back from the sales of the game, that's what you get back. The publisher also obviously gets a percentage because they're publishing the game.
Okay, so I'm starting a Kickstarter to fund my sci-fi horror game.
I thought about starting a Kickstarter to start the Pirates of the Silicon Valley. Like, all I got, if I could raise like a good, I don't know, 50-100 grand, and Mika Tane's already on board to star in it. Like, that's one. I mean, if I get like, I don't know, three more, you know, have the scene be like 20 minutes a pop. I mean, that's an hour. That's pretty average for a porn movie.
Yeah, but male talent, locations, cameras.
We don't need locations. We'll just fucking buy some grass.
you'll buy some grass.
I'll just like throw buckets of waters on the people while they're fucking and be like, hey, look, you're on a boat that's splashing. Yeah,
it's the world's greatest porno.
Yeah, I mean, come on, I mean, shit, I mean, I don't know, it depends on how much money I can get from the Kickstarter. Seriously thought about it. Like, why not? People have made stupid at Kickstarters.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, so, Hecht says ices are delicious. Thoughts?
What's that?
Hecht says ices are delicious. Thoughts?
Ices are.
They're movie theater slurpees.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, they're basically just slurpees then, right? Like,
yeah, but not with that variety of flavors. Like, I think their only flavors are like colors, like red and blue.
What flavor do you want, red or blue?
Yeah, it's like, I want Coke. They don't have Coke, they have red or blue.
I want pina colada. Look, we got red or we got blue. What do you want?
I want banana.
Does the red taste like a used tampon?
Yes, it does. Now enjoy.
That doesn't sound delicious to me.
Yeah. The blue one tastes like windshield washer fluid.
Whoa.
Yeah, keep it all within the realm of menstruation.
There is something to having like blue and green and orange and purple and stuff like that for your pops and stuff. because I swear to God, every time I see like Windshield Wiper Fluid or like the Ain't That Freeze for cars has that green color to it, it always makes me like, man, I want to drink that. It looks like Kool-Aid.
Oh God! But now that you mention that, now that you say that, I can only think that at some point some parent is going to sue somebody because their kid died from drinking windshield washer fluid.
Probably. I mean, if it happens, I mean, it's
likely.
I'm sure it has happened, but I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem like something you hear about ever. But I'm sure it has had to have happened at least once. So.
As we're talking right now, three kids are killing themselves with Drano because they think it's Kool-Aid.
Or they're teenagers and they are trying to get high off of it.
You don't drink it to get high. You freeze it and snort it.
Maybe they tried both. I don't know.
They got one guy to drink it, then like as insides are bubbling up out of him in a bloody froth.
Yeah.
He's like, Maybe we should try snorting it. Yeah, let's go with that. At that point, his brain melts out of his nose.
Right on.
And the third kid is just left alive. He's like, fuck this, I'm going back to weed.
So is anyone in the chat room really nothing on E3? Your thoughts? Predictions? Anything?
Declarations of hate.
Yeah, stuff that it has been announced that you don't want to see.
Developers who'd like to see get murdered by Suge Knight.
Oh, Cliffy B. He's becoming more and more of an asshole every time I hear anything about the dickhead.
Yeah, probably when like Gears of War Judgment comes out, like he's gonna go like someone's gonna give it a 9.5. He's gonna go on a fucking rant. It's like, why the fuck are you giving it a 10?
I know. It's like, dude, really? Like every time, I mean, I don't know, man. That at least with him, because okay. Whenever anyone's done that before that I've heard about, it's like, dude, why are you getting mad as if you made the game? Mm-hmm. Where him, he did make the game. So, I mean... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
at the same time, it's like, dude, just realize that some people don't like your shit, whatever.
Yeah, it's like... When the review scores started coming out for Gears of War 3, and like some people rated it lower than Gears 2, Cliffy B actually just came out and just started saying, like, these people are idiots. Gears of War 3 is objectively better than Gears of War 2. And right then, I hated him.
Yeah.
Because there's no such thing as an objective scale with reviews.
Yeah.
Like, reviews are entirely subjective things. People don't understand that, and they use the word objectively. Like, it's fucking... the driver.
Yeah, I always just ignored... You know, I mean, I'll mention, you know, like my I Am Alive review. Mm-hmm. You know, no one on our site said anything to me about it, but other places that I posted, you know, I'd get like, I'm sitting at like a 0 out of 6 on one website that I posted it at. And it's like, all right, so you people don't agree with me. It's like, obviously we played a different game than each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what else to tell you, but whatever, you know, go ahead, don't like my shit, you know. I mean, You obviously, there was the whole thing with the Jeff Gate, when he got fired from GameSpot.
Yeah.
I did a user review on that website for Kane and Lynch, and I gave it an 8 out of 10. And I was getting people pissed at me, telling me to change it, demanding that I change it. There's one guy that, in my eyes, threatened to kill me for not changing it. I don't remember exactly what he said. He didn't come out and say, I'm going to fucking kill you if you don't change it. But he said something along the lines of, like, your life's going to end if you don't change it. It's like, whoa.
Hey man, if something were to happen to you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying or anything, but if a hypothetical situation.
Down the stairs.
It's like, if one day you're driving down the road and your brakes stop working. It's like, it'll be a shame. So why don't you just go ahead and change that review score for me?
Yeah, I mean, but, like, I just ignored him. Like, fuck off, man. Like, I like Kane and Lynch. Go fuck yourself, man. It's like, whether you... I mean, especially when the situation of... Sure, it was bullshit that Jeff Grisman got fired for not liking him. Mm-hmm. But don't hate the game because that's what happened, because he hated it and got fired for it. You know? I mean, if you hate the game, fine, but don't sit there and threaten me or bitch at me or cry to me because you decided, oh, Jeff Gerstmann got fired for hating the game. I must hate it, too. So go fuck off.
Yeah. And Billy, okay, we have said many times that the Nintendo press conference starts at 6.
Yeah. We're actually going to... I don't know. How are we going to do that now that there's only two of us?
I don't know.
I mean, we can sit there and both... I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, we could, like, go back and forth. Like, one of us watches, then taps out, and then one of us watches, and then does the thing.
But we still have a podcast here to do for the next half hour. I mean, we could just get into it late.
Yeah, I don't know. That's... Derek! Derek!
What do you need him for?
For when one of us goes and does the thing.
Have him come in and talk?
Yeah. He was on here before. He talked.
Yeah.
It was fun.
He was pointing out your ridiculous problems that you had with balloons and mirrors.
Yes. Which are actual problems that the psychiatrist has pointed out that I actually have a thing now.
Did she say, yeah, that happens with everyone that's retarded. They're afraid of balloons.
No, he said, you definitely have Asperger's.
Is that what it was? Did you just walk into the room and he's like, hey, and you're like, hi. And he was like, Asperger's.
No, I walked in, sat down, talked for an hour, like, did a weird quiz thing that was retarded as hell. And then a couple days later, hey, yeah, you have Asperger's. Go see the retard people.
I think the stuff that...
Which I can say now, because I am one of them. I can now use retard jokes without any kind of thing.
Oh, why not? I mean, I use them all the time, and I'm not retarded.
Yeah, but now I can...
My forehead's not bigger than the back of my neck. I think the Nintendo press conference that's happening today is mainly going to be talking about the Wii U, where their press conference on Tuesday is going to be mainly about focused on games. Not only games for the Wii U, but also games for the 3DS. And probably more about 3DS? I don't know.
Yeah, it's...
I love when... What fuckface... Oh, God, I can't think of his name now. Some head honcho for Nintendo came out and said the problem with the fucking PlayStation Vita was it doesn't have enough games. Like, oh, you wait for the fucking 3DS to actually finally drop a Mario game and now you're fucking trying to tell someone else how to run their fucking games library?
Yeah, was it Iwata that said that?
Maybe it was. That sounds about right. Because I know it wasn't Reggie Fizifaza and it wasn't Miyamoto.
Yeah, Miyamoto is... He's cool.
He's alright, I guess. There's a part of me that hates that Hideo Kojima, I always want to call him Kojima because I've heard it said that way. He looks up to him. And it's like, dude, you're better than him in every way possible.
Like he kind of made games popular. Like he made the Mario, he made the Zelda.
Yeah, I mean, and Zelda, I mean, Zelda's probably the one thing that I still have any kind of respect for out of Nintendo. And it's not that I don't have respect for all the things of Nintendo, it's just, like, Mario
kind
of always stayed the same, you know, it's just kid shit, where Zelda, for the most part, is still kind of kid-ish, but it's still an RPG-style game shit that adults can get into, I think, a lot easier than Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I was never a fan of Zelda.
Yeah.
It's like, that style of RPG has never appealed to me.
I mean, I used to like it as a kid more, mainly because I didn't care. I just played it to play a game, where now I think if I was to go back and try playing, like, the first Zelda, I would drive myself fucking insane trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Yeah, it's, I forgot where I was going.
Something about blah, blah.
Yeah, I was going to be... The type of RPG where you just trek across an overworld, go into like a dungeon, fight some stuff, and then get like a stupid item with like da-da-da music. That's never been the kind of thing. One of the reasons that I really didn't like Darksiders was because it was way too Zelda.
Yeah.
The kind of RPGs I'm into are like Persona 3 and 4, Kingdom Hearts, Mass Effect, Fallout, Skyrim, stuff like that. Western and right. Some JRPGs. Persona 3 and 4 are kind of my benchmark for JRPGs.
Oh, for your first RPGs?
No, they're like they are the standard by which I measure other RPGs.
Oh. But those, are they JRPGs?
Yes. That's what I said. Those are my benchmarks for JRPGs.
Oh, okay, alright. I got you now.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
I clicked on this Nintendo Direct, and it's just Iowata talking about... I don't know.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that's not exactly what I expected.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, because my internet is shit, and it's all real choppy. Yeah, because so far I've heard that thing is like we. It means, and that's it. Yeah, fuck. So,
I feel like most people have been checked out, but like now it's just going to be worse. Everyone here is checked out watching that.
Yeah. We could just... Hey, Derek, could we cut this short and just go to press conference thing? Because
stuff... Yeah, that'll talk about the press conference while it's happening here.
You can. I can't watch it while I'm doing this. Because it's too bad. It's too terrible. It's too just... It's too just stuttery.
It's Iwata. That guy. Iwata. I don't want to say his name.
And
oh, man.
Now it's a bunch of people sitting around looking really bored.
Yeah, that's all it is. He's standing in front of a fucking painting that I assume says Wii U on it. And this is not... I thought it was going to be a press conference, not just him talking.
Yeah.
This kind of sucks.
Really does. Yeah. Oh, well. Derek?
What do you need him for?
I want to know if we can cut this short so we can go do the press conference thing.
There's nothing that... We should just fucking ignore it, because it's stupid. He's talking about the controller of the Wii U now. How it looks exactly like the PlayStation Vita. Thanks for stealing Sony's idea. And no one says anything about that, by the way. No one mentions that.
Yeah. You should be live blogging this.
What's there to live blog?
Say
stupid
stuff.
You know why pulls out the Wii U controller? This is the controller.
Yeah,
you're rumbling.
I'm not getting any of that. You're getting lucky.
Yeah, I'm just getting. Now they're showing the NES controller pad.
I see that.
Awesome. Thanks, guy. Different to it. I can hardly understand him.
Yeah, it's one of the things.
Well, they faded away and then fucking Wii U controller disappeared. Magic!
Oh my god. Yeah, so I cannot watch that, actually.
Wii U controller. The features. I'm trying to...
Okay, so...
Oh, the controller's bigger now.
Oh my god.
Had little nubs before for circle pads for analog sticks. When you say that this style was more appropriate for this, you mean you seen how people hated the 3DS's shit analog stick and everyone loved the PS Vita's analog sticks. Yeah, so they're like, hey, we just stole Sony's idea. I mean, I don't consider stealing it, but that's what everyone should be calling it, seeing they love saying it about everyone else. Nintendo's the only one that gets away with it, I swear.
Yeah.
Ooh, but they did redesign the back of it a little bit nicer, though.
Holy shit. Innovation.
There's kind of, like, bumps on the back there to kind of, like, for your hands to rest on.
Yeah, that's okay, I guess.
I guess they changed around the analog sticks and, like, D-pad and buttons a little bit, but it looks exactly the same to me. NFC reader writer? What the fuck is that?
I don't know. So, fuck it. Let's stop watching that bullshit, because it's just going to be you telling me what's happening.
Well, that's all it's going to be anyway. What, unless you got something to say.
If you stop watching the press conference, it'll be just that again?
What do you mean? It'll be just what again?
I just said you stop watching it, and then you said, if I do, it'll be just be the same thing still. I don't know. Fuck it. I don't care. Stupid.
Yeah, I don't.
Bullshit.
Everyone's talking about it in the chat room anyway.
Yep, so, Derek, a podcast of one guy watching a press conference telling another guy about it. That is the award-winning content that you get with the Anything Cast.
I guess I don't see anything wrong with it other than you're not responding to it at all, other than this sucks.
But, like, I can't watch it.
Alright, so you can't watch it. I'm telling you about it.
Yeah, and it's amazing still. It's very riveting.
I don't see where it's any different than when you're announcing awards and you want us to guess it and shit like that. Alright, now they're showing the golf game again. Now they're just showing stuff that is stuff they showed at last year's E3. Great.
But they, so that's all recorded, so that's all footage that was recorded on Xbox 360s?
No, that wasn't, but maybe if they show Darksiders 2 again. Yeah, this is all shit. Now they're just, this whole thing's kind of stupid. I mean, all it is they're, now they're showing stuff from last year's E3, literally.
Yeah, it's, that's always fun.
I don't know. Everyone in the chat room is talking about it, so they're obviously watching it.
Yeah.
Some of us don't have big screen TV, assholes, says Act.
And Derek says, imagine talking to someone on the phone while they're in a movie theater telling you about the movie they're seeing. So, yeah. I think he doesn't want us to do this. Yeah. Oh, God. So,
I guess. Well, he won't fucking respond to have us shut down early. You don't want to do this anymore. Everyone's only talking about that. So what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to just ignore the chat room and ignore the press conference that's going on right now? You tell me, I guess.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm still all for cutting this early, Derek. But I don't know if we're allowed to do that.
I don't know. But I'm tired of hearing complaints. That's it.
Okay. Yes, Derek, we can end early. Okay, so yeah, Shaq's going to go off and watch the Nintendo pre-E3 thing. And, yeah. So, be sure to come back for the rest of the week at DeathStarProducts.com for our very, probably very shoddy coverage of E3 that we can gather from various corners of the world. We're going to be doing our best, but yeah. Hopefully we'll be actually live blog at some point about interesting press conferences. But yeah. So, as always, you can follow us at Death Door Prods. I am at Denman_DDProds, and we have at Fuck Shacks. And be sure to come back rest of the week at DeathDoorProds.com for E3 stuff, and be sure to come back next week for another episode of the Anything Cast, which hopefully won't end with Shaq's watching something and telling me about it. So yeah, until next time, I'm dead.
I'm Shaq's, and Wii U.
We'll see you guys next time.